Hello, I am Dr. Adina Hope, and this is the Dr. O Show. Welcome to your 9th episode of the Home Boss Business Tips and Tricks podcast series. Whew, that's still a mouthful. In the last episode, yes, we visited setting up a website and processing payments for your home-based business like the boss that you are. In this episode, we're going to talk about setting up your schedule and committing and sticking to it. As we all know, one of the main attractions of working at home is the freedom that comes with it. When you're self-employed, the dream is that there will be no time clock, no time sheet, no one but yourself to be accountable to. It's an attractive proposition, but like so many wonderful business dreams, there is a downside, especially if you find yourself falling short of reaching those amazing goals that you have set for yourself and your business brand. If you are constantly running behind, then you're most likely wasting your time on tasks that are unnecessary or could be labeled accomplish at a later date. Or it could be that you're less efficient than you should be with your time management skills. If you want your home-based business to be successful and thriving, it's important to set a schedule for yourself and do your best to commit to it and stick with it. This way, you can avoid wasting time on unnecessary and tasks that are not producing the outcome in which you desire. You will stay on track and accomplish your goals more effectively. And boy, I can tell you that when I'm off my schedule, my business is off its track. And that is wasted time, effort, and energy, because the time that it takes to regain momentum, you could have just stayed on track. That's just a little tidbit tip for you. Commit to it and stick with it. Here are a few good reasons why you should set up a schedule and commit to it. It increases concentration and productivity in your business. It keeps you from getting off track and distracted by the little time wasters. It also prevents work from merging into that family life and vice versa. It also keeps you, helps you avoid those little non-priority tasks. It also makes it easier for you to be responsible and responsive to the prioritized task at hand. You will know what you're doing and you'll know when to do it. You will know where you are and you will know where you are not. Those are some good reasons to create that schedule and stick with it. And I've mentioned before, a simple to-do list will often help you stay on track, and it just might do the trick for you. But if you have a lot of little projects or a lot of projects on your table, the tasks that you need to create sustainability and momentum throughout the year, you might want to consider creating a spreadsheet. Actually, this is something that I'm in the middle of creating for myself. I have a new business venture that I've committed to and I am building, and I noticed that there's a lot of intricate detail that needs to be tracked. So therefore, I'm in the middle of creating my own spreadsheet that will work even better for me than what I have now. I'm a paper pusher and I do believe in paper. However, I think right now is a great time to create that spreadsheet so that I can keep track. Now, I can print it out or I can keep it on my tablet, but there's something, even with the podcast, I've created a spreadsheet that tells me what podcast I'm working on, which ones are being posted, and how far I am in my podcast journey. And I'm so excited about that, because when you know that when those little doubt creepers creep in and start that chatterbox in your head, you can look down and say, or look up if you have it on your wall, you can say, no, I am doing something and I am creating value and I am committed and I am sticking with it. Or you can say, you know what? I am creating value, but I could do better. I am sticking to the schedule, but there's a little room for improvement. Or I have really thrown myself off track, and Lord knows I need to get on track, get committed, regain my momentum, and understand that my podcast brings value to the world, and I need to commit to that value myself because I am valuable, and people are waiting for this podcast, and the information provided therein is valuable. So as we look at that, having an agenda with your spreadsheet and having an agenda to follow can help you improve your productivity, increase your self-esteem, and ultimately reduce the stress levels of building the brand and being the boss that you are. So if you don't want to use a spreadsheet or just not sure how to set one up, Google it. Matter of fact, go on YouTube and look up creating a spreadsheet for your day-to-day activities. There are so many gurus out there that are giving away spreadsheets on how to build your business or little simple tasks throughout the day that are product oriented or even production oriented. So you can find plenty of examples and even ready-made timesheets, ready-made schedules. When I first started out, I bought a schedule sheet out of Walmart or even was it Office Depot. And you can also, I still use a timesheet for my business and my business partners. I pass them out to my business partners and they turn them in at the end of the week or should be doing so. So that lets me know how much time they're not spending on my business or their business or our partnership and how much time I'm wasting on my business, on non-business tasks and how much time and effort and energy I'm putting in my business. And therefore, I know that the time, effort, and energy put in, I can expect certain results, and you can do the same. So when it comes to proper time management, the best way to get things done is keeping it simple. I call it practical stepping process. And as long as you know the practical steps, break them down all the way down. If it means I have to get up at 7, meditate at 7:15, that means I got 15 minutes to shimmer, shower, and shine. Okay, and I do my meditation, and then I do my workout, and then I walk into this office at 9 o'clock, ready. I've eaten, I've showered, I've worked out, I've gotten ready, and nothing should be the distractor from 9 o'clock until I decide when I don't want to work anymore for the day, I have been productive. So hold true to your daily schedule. By creating your daily practical steps or your schedule broken down by the hours, even down to the minute, it's easy to accomplish the task and allows you the mindset of ease. You have a sense of relaxation that comes with knowing what you're doing. Stress comes when you don't have a clear picture of the daily tasks and the activities that you do throughout the day and opens your door to answering the time wasters and say, yes, yes, yes. But you can have a schedule and say, no, I'm not able to do that right now. Nevertheless, or however, I can commit to, let me check my schedule, this particular time and date. That makes people respect your business. That helps you respect yourself with confidence and your business brand. So putting a simple plan in motion will help the work that needs to get done go a lot simpler, easier, smoother, and become more effective so you can have exponential growth in your business branding process. Now, if you find it difficult setting up your schedule and sticking with it, ask for help. You know someone who's very good at sticking to their task, a coworker, a partner, business partner, or just a friend that it seems to always get stuff done. I have a business partner, and I'm telling you, she is a time that penny pincher, time cruncher. She makes you, she watches that clock down to the minute, second. Sometimes I think she got a second hand on her digital clock, because she is down and matter of fact with her time, and I love and I respect her for it. Ask for help. What is it that it was back maybe 12 years ago, I would say, I had a boss, and she had every piece of paper for every activity that you did throughout the day, and we had turned in. At when I was contracting out with her, she wasn't my boss, she was a contractor, overseer, and that's a boss, but I had paperwork to fill out that I thought was tedious, but as the time passed, and 6 months down the line, I'm looking back, and I wanted to find something, I knew what pile it was in. I wanted to know how productive I was when people accused us of having more money than what they were getting, their preconceived value or the value less found in our activities. I could say, no, I did this. Actually, I'm being underpaid. I then got a raise in the contract. So, or when we had to go up for the renewal of the contract, well, what actually did you guys do? Because it's a lot of online digital in the box information. So you have to set these papers in front of them and say, we did this with this many number of families. We did this. We helped these many number of children. We kept these people in order. We set goals for this process. We did these things, and they were amazing. We had these awesome results. And so I began to respect the process of keeping track of information found within your business activities. And then there were times where we wasn't making the grade. And so they're like, okay, should we drop the contract? And you say, no, we're doing this, we're doing that. Maybe if we do a little bit more over here, this will balance out. But if we had not kept such precise information on paper, or even just having tracking that, we wouldn't have known where we were falling short and where the lack or the slack was found. And so you begin to respect the process of scheduling, and it becomes easier to stay on track. So make sure you look for our next episode coming soon. Yes. And be sure to schedule it into your calendar to continue to come back here at this particular time and meet us here. I'm so excited for your future. We will be talking about facing your home-based business fears and moving forward around them. And I'm also coming out with just a fear-based podcast series after this one is over. So keep a lookout for that. I'm so excited about that. And once again, I am Dr. O. And this is the Dr. O Show. And I would like to leave you with my most favorite scripture is Mark 9:23. If you can believe, all things are possible for those who believe. If you find value in any of these podcasts, whether it's my show or one of the others, show hosts, their shows, please consider sharing. Copy the link and just share the podcast with your friends, families, those who you know, love, and trust, and they trust you to give them information that is valuable. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your effort and your energy. How about leaving a comment to let me know if you're sticking to your schedule? Have you even created a schedule? And how is it working out for you? I am Dr. Dina Hope, and I will see you in the next episode of Home Boss Business Podcast. This, we will be talking about home boss business tips and tricks made just for the boss that you are.